68-team college basketball preview series continuing on. A look at Utah State. Talking with Patrick Mayhorn, covers them for the Ag Ship. Patrick, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. Excited to talk about basketball season.
Yeah, always exciting to talk about college basketball, especially when we are on the cusp of the season getting going. Going into year two there with Jared Calhoun as the head coach, what are the general feelings around this upcoming Utah State team?
This is, I would say, probably the most excited that people in Cache Valley have been for a Utah State basketball team in at least 5 years, I would think. They had a really solid team that was coming back around the turn of the decade, 2019, 2020, 2021, that range. But since then, the coaching turnover, the roster turnover in some spots has been a little bit difficult for people to get used to. They had, you know, Calhoun's first year last year was, of course, Utah State's third coach in as many years. And so it's the continuity I think people are excited about. There's roster continuity. You've got players who people know. They're selling out games in like January already. The feeling in Mogan is very positive. The excitement is high.
You mentioned, you know, the coaching turnover the program has had over the years. You know, Craig Smith was there 3 years, at least for Utah. Ryan Odom was there for a couple of years. Of course, he's now at Virginia. You know, Danny Sprinkle was there. He then departs for Washington. Jared Calhoun comes in. You know, and it was rumored last year that he was going to ultimately be, you know, get the West Virginia job. I think he was probably actually like their second or third choice after Ben McCollum. And, you know, Ben McCollum chooses Iowa. Jared Calhoun, of course, had ties to West Virginia and decides to come back to Utah State. How much of a surprise was it that they're coming into this year with the same head coach that they had last year?
It's a little bit of a surprise for me personally. This is going to be my fourth season covering the team, and I've never had the same coach twice. This is going to be the first time that I've had a coach coming back, and so I was a little bit surprised. I didn't realize that was an option at Utah State. But it was dicey there for the week really leading up to the start of the NCAA tournament. That was when it was really, it felt there for a couple of days like he was going to end up taking that job. He was going to end up going to West Virginia. But Utah State extended a pretty substantial contract his way and eventually was able to get him to sign on that and keep him around. And it was really a pretty much a team effort there. It was NIL fundraising. It was the contract extension. It was guarantees about, you know, future support for the program. It took some doing, but I think that Utah State understood the moment and understood that it really could not afford to lose another coach after 1 year. The program needs the continuity. It has continued to win. Even with the coaching changes, it has continued to find success, but it's not sustainable over 5-6 years. And they had to find a way to get it done, and they did in this case.
Yeah, it felt like I said, I know Ben McCollum had ties to the AD at West Virginia. It felt like maybe he was kind of the guy the fans wanted. He chooses to stay home, and then, you know, everything turned to Jared Calhoun, but he stays at Utah State for a second year. When it comes to the roster makeup there at Utah State this year, what does that look like?
Yeah, so you've got Mason Falslev back. You know, projected, he's an All Mountain West preseason pick. I'm kind of surprised he was not picked as the preseason player of the year. I think it's right there with him and Magoon Gwath and Miles Byrd at San Diego State, who ended up getting that nod. You know, he does everything for him. He was one of the team's best rebounders last season. He was probably, I don't remember exactly the numbers, but right there with Ian Martinez, is one of the top scorers, one of the best passers, certainly leads the team in steals. He'll, by the time his career at Utah State is done, he will probably have set every steal record that there is to set. He just does it all. He's the kind of guy that you would want to be able to build a program around. And it, again, like with Calhoun, it took some doing to keep him, but that was a guy who they really could not afford to lose. And so it starts with him. You've got Drake Allen back at point guard. You've got some continuity with guys like Tucker Anderson on the wing, Carson Templin on the wing, Jordy Barnes at guard. And then they brought in 5 transfers and 5 freshmen, which I believe is among the highest in the country for first-year players. But the idea here is depth. It's having a lot of different options, a lot of different skill sets, and I think that they've done a pretty good job of that. I like the transfer class. I like the freshman a lot. It's the pretty easily the highest rated freshman class in program history. But it'll revolve first around the incumbents, around Mason Fosslev and Drake Allen and, you know, Tucker Anderson and guys like that.
So on the surface, what are the things that you feel like will be strengths of this year's Utah State team?
Scoring, offense for sure. It's a staple of Jared Calhoun's system. His offenses are always good, and this one I think should be no different. They have a guy in MJ Collins transferring in from Vanderbilt who can score at all three levels, who can create his own shot, who I think will really benefit from Calhoun's open system where players are empowered to make decisions as the game is going on and to adjust the offense as they see fit. And I think that Collins is a really good fit for that system. They have a lot of different weapons. Tucker Anderson had a pretty rough year last year, his first season with the program, but he's bulked up by 20 pounds or so and should be able to do a lot more offensively. They have some interior scoring with guys like Gary Clark from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Carson Templin, who I mentioned. It probably won't be an elite interior scoring team, but the guard room is just stacked with talent. I haven't even mentioned Colby King, who's coming in from Butler. He's a bit of a microwave scorer. They're going to have a ton of options offensively. They're very, very strong in passing. They had 22 assists in their exhibition game that they played this past weekend on 32 makes. And that's about where Calhoun wants it to be. I'm expecting it to be probably the best offense in the Mountain West again this season.
Anything you see that they could be a weakness this year?
They still don't have much rim protection. And the matchup zone that they run defensively is supposed to make that less of a factor. It's supposed to keep shots away from the rim entirely so that it's not a problem that you don't have rim protection. But they don't really have strong rim protection right now. Zach Keller from Utah is probably the closest that they have to a true center, and they are really banking on their ability to create steals, their ability to deflect passes. And that was what they were banking on last year, and it worked for a little while, but they ran out of steam a little bit down the stretch, and the defense really, really struggled in the last month of the season or so. The hope is that increasing the talent level, increasing the athleticism, increasing the length specifically of the team will make that system function better, but until we actually see it, the defense is very much still the concern for this team.
You mentioned, this is a team that on the surface there's a lot to be excited about. You know, where should the expectations be?
I would expect another tournament berth. I think that has become the standard at Utah State, contending for, if not winning, the Mountain West. It hasn't really changed a ton. I think that the expectations are maybe a little bit higher this year than in the past because you do have some players back. You do have some continuity. The teams that have gone to the tournament recently have done so as a little bit more of a surprise, but the program standard is to be, you know, in the NCAA tournament, be competing for the conference title. And I think that this team's expectations are right around that same level, if not higher. They'd really like to get to the second weekend. It's been quite some time since Utah State has been able to do that. This is a team that I think could be built to do that if some of these guys that they're banking on developing take a step forward. If Tucker Anderson is a more well-rounded player, if Carson Templin is a more well-rounded player, if they get that extra step forward from those guys, I think that that's very much, you know, a possibility for them. But I think baseline expectation is certainly that you're in the field and you're, you know, competing in March and trying to get to that second weekend.
Once again, that is Patrick Mayhorn talking all things Utah State basketball for the Ag Ship. Patrick, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for letting me pick your brain. And hopefully it's a fun season there at Utah State.
Yeah, happy to come on.